Today on our Gospel Truth broadcast, we're talking about what causes our heart to become hardened. And in a nutshell, it's just whatever your focus is on. Your focus determines whether your heart becomes hardened or sensitive towards God. Stay tuned for our Gospel Truth.
Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Wednesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today I'm continuing a series talking about hardness of heart. And last week I basically explained what a hardened heart was, what some of the symptoms of it was. I drew the conclusion from that I believe every one of us have areas of our life where our heart is hardened towards God. And I tell you, that is a major accomplishment to understand that, just what we talked about. If you missed any of that teaching, you need to get this, because before you get the full benefit of this teaching, you first of all have to admit that this is a problem that we have. As long as you think that the hardness of heart, it applies only to somebody else and not to you, you'll never really take this to heart. It'll never be really important in your life, and you'll never get the full benefit from it. So I really encourage you to get these materials. You know, I don't know how else to try and emphasize how important this is, but it's not about me selling product. We make our, you know, if you want it, you can get everything I've got free. Now, we offer the albums for a donation of any amount. We don't stipulate a certain amount, and so we have some people get it for very little money and things like that. But if you can't or wouldn't send anything, we'll give you the first or the second or the third teaching, whichever week it is. This week we're talking about the second teaching in the three-part series. But we'll give you the tape free. It's not about me selling product. I just really believe that this is something that would change your life. And that's the passion that God has put on my heart. God has changed my heart, and I believe it's the Spirit of God that has just lit a fire on the inside of me to see other people's lives changed, and I know that this is a life-changing truth. So please, get this. If I knew what your address was, I'd send it to you. If I thought you'd listen to it, I'd just send it to you. You call in and request it, and we'll send it to you. It'd be a blessing to you. So we've already talked about what a hardened heart is. Now we're talking about what is it that causes your heart to become hardened towards God. And we're taking this from Mark chapter 6, verse 52. And it says, "For they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened." This is where Jesus walked on top of the water to come to his disciples. He stilled the storm, entered into the ship, and the ship was translated to the other side. The disciples were shocked, surprised, overwhelmed by what Jesus had power to do. And the scripture here is saying the reason they were shocked and overwhelmed was because they had a hardened heart. And the reason their heart was hardened was because they considered not the miracle of the loaves. At the conclusion of our program yesterday, I made this statement and I didn't have time to explain it. But whatever you consider the most, your heart will become sensitive to. Whatever you fail to consider, your heart will become hardened to. See, this is one of the definitions of hardened. When you apply it to your heart, it means to be insensitive. So a hardened heart is an insensitive heart. Whatever you fail to consider, your heart just automatically, this is the way that God made us. You can say, well, I don't like that, and I don't agree with this, and I don't believe that. It doesn't change anything any more than you saying that you don't believe that the earth revolves around the sun. You could say, well, I've observed it come up over here in the east and it sets in the west, and so that's the way it is. You can sit there and ignore facts all you want to, but I guarantee you that it's the opposite way around. And it's just the way that God made it. You can't change it. You can sit there and say that whatever you want, you can say that you don't believe the stars are out during the daytime. It doesn't mean that they aren't there. It just means you can't see them because of the bright sunlight. The truth is, there are certain things that God created, and you just have to accept it as the way it is. You may not like the fact that if you fail to consider something, your heart just automatically starts being desensitized to it. You may not like that. You may say, I think it should operate differently. But I'm telling you, this is what the Word of God teaches. This is what this verse is saying. The reason their heart became hardened, according to Mark 6:52, was because they considered not the miracle of the loaves. So here's a statement that whatever you fail to consider, your heart will become hardened to. Whatever you consider, your heart becomes sensitive to. That's simple, but it's profound. Here's what the word consider means. According to the dictionary, the word consider means to study, ponder, deliberate, or examine. Now that is really simple. The word consider, according to the dictionary, means to study, ponder, deliberate, or examine. Or I believe that a scriptural terminology that is exactly the same thing is the word meditate. Whatever you meditate on, whatever you study, whatever you ponder, or you could say it this way, whatever you focus on, whatever you're occupied with the most, not just, you know, in our day and time, we're all pressed for time, and so people will say, well, I don't have a lot of time with my kids. I don't have quantity of time, but I have quality time. I have quality time with my wife, but not a lot of quantity time. You know what? When it comes to your heart, quality time is not a substitute for quantity of time. It takes a volume of time to get your heart established. It takes a volume of time and effort to get your heart sensitive. You have to focus and be focused, fixed upon the things of God to have your heart sensitive to God. Now that's really an important truth. You know, the Apostle Paul was making this exact same point over in Philippians. Let me real quickly just turn over here to Philippians. And in chapter 3, he was talking about his secrets of how he was so successful. And in Philippians 3:13, he says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto the things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now, there's a lot of things I could say out of that, but the point I was wanting you to see here in relation to your heart, it says, this one thing I do. In other words, Paul was focused, occupied, dominated by seeking God and seeking after the prize that God had set before him. The scriptural terminology for that, according to what we're talking about, is that Paul was considering only this one thing I do. He was focused upon God, and because of that, whatever you focus your attention upon, you become sensitive to. Whatever you fail to focus upon, you become hardened to. And it's just a law of nature. It's the way God made us. He made us this way for our own benefit, because originally He created Adam and Eve to be totally focused upon Himself. He created us to love Him. Every day Adam and Eve met with God and in the cool of the evening. Their whole focus was upon God. And He created our hearts that way because, you know, in the fallen world that we live in, there is so much going on around us. And there are so many different voices. And if you were just influenced by every single thing that you saw and heard, did you know it would be impossible to keep your heart stayed on the things of God? It would be impossible to stay on track, because today, with our communication and all the things that we have, you are being inundated with opposing views and different things. And if there was just some kind of a chemical response that when somebody says this, it automatically programs into your mind, changes your heart, and you're influenced by it. If that's the way that it was, it would be impossible for any person to be sane today with so many different voices coming at us all of the time. But God has created us so that regardless of what's going on around us, regardless of how much pressure is being put upon you or how much different information you get, you can choose what you focus upon. You may hear different things, but you can choose to focus your heart and just stay focused on the truth of God. And by doing so, You could be in the midst of a situation where everybody around you is speaking something contrary, and you could take the truths of God's Word and keep your heart focused upon it and never deviate, never get off course, because you have the ability to choose the way that your heart is. You do not have to just automatically be influenced. Now see, this is one of the major, major, major differences I hold with psychology today, because they will basically say that we're all a product of our environment, period. That's it. You have no control in the thing. They don't believe in the spirit of man. They don't believe that we are created in the image of God. Psychology does not acknowledge God. Now, there are some individual psychologists do, but the study of psychology does not acknowledge God. It doesn't look at the spiritual roots of anything. It thinks all we are is an animal, something with a soul but no spirit, and they don't look for any divine inspiration or answers, and so they think that you're just totally a product of your environment. You have no control over it. But I'm telling you, that's not true. We were made in the image of God, and one of the defenses that God gave us is that as your heart goes, that's the way that your experience, your life will go, and you have the right to choose how your heart goes. You are not just an animal that is a total product of your environment, your upbringing, but rather you can choose. You could grow up in very negative circumstances and choose to go just the opposite, and your entire life would be different than the way you were brought up because you have the ability to choose. Man, that is a super, super important statement. That's awesome. You know, I really believe that this teaching that I'm doing on hardness of heart is the kind of teaching that everybody on the planet needs to hear over and over and over again. Not just the program, but you need to get this product. So I'd like our announcer to share with you about how you can get this. So please listen and then join me again tomorrow for the Gospel Truth.
Be sure to tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on hardness of heart. Andrew's classic teaching is available as a 4-part CD series or as a book. Request album R1003 or book number R303 when you make a donation of any amount to Andrew Womack Ministries. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK58 titled The Cause Part 1 when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday.
It's our premier event of the year, the 2010 Summer Family Bible Conference in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Join us Monday, June 28th through Friday, July 2nd at the beautiful Crown Plaza Hotel for an experience you'll never forget. Morning speakers include Karis Bible College instructors, and Andrew Womack will be teaching each evening. Praise and worship with Charlie and Jill LeBlanc, a full children's ministry, and so much more. Bring the family and enjoy Colorado. It's a wonderful opportunity to take the Colorado vacation you've always wanted. For reservations and more info, log on to awmi.net and click on Meetings. The 2010 Summer Family Bible Conference, June 28th through July 2nd. Change your life. Change the world.